Shot made it to the net, and here comes McManaman across the ice. That's going to be another offside. Number 14, Malachi Moore, and we are going to go to break, and we'll be back on the right after this on the WLEW Sports Network.
Man, I'm freezing. It's cold in here.
Honey, it's an ice rink. It's supposed to be cold. I'll bet Rapson Refrigeration keeps this place cool. They've been servicing commercial, institutional, and industrial refrigeration systems for years.
Rapson Refrigeration? How do you know that?
How do you not know that? They've been servicing the Upper Thumb of Michigan since 1953. They're fully licensed and family-owned and operated. Their knowledge of equipment technology lets them offer total project management for whatever the client's needs are. And Rapson Refrigeration belongs to many industry organizations, which means they're always current with what's going on in the heating and cooling industry.
How do you know so much about Rapson Refrigeration?
They fixed the furnace at work last month.
They do heating too? They need to warm this place up. What's the number?
269-7291. But honey...
269-7291?
But honey, they can't warm up the rink. The ice would melt.
Back here at the Huron County Expo Center for the Huron County Silver Blade Tournament. McManaman is down right now, 4-1 against Flannery Auto, 9 minutes left in the third period. McManaman needs to win this game to force it to tomorrow's Sunday winner-take-all game. Face-off about to happen, and it is controlled by Flannery Auto and quickly worked down into the McManaman zone by number 10, Nicholas McAlpin. Micah Gordon wheels it around, but right out to the point where Zaleski took a shot. Missed wide. Vanner sends it back behind the net. Micah Gordon's there. He gives Jack Fisher a little shoulder. And they're trying to work it out of the zone. Unable to do so as of yet. Micah Gordon with an errant pass. Vanner from there to take it and send it back behind the net. Puck on the back of the net right now. Jack Fisher was trying desperately to get it off. The refs called it dead, though, and we are going to have a stoppage in play with a face-off to the right of Blake Tulaski.
Just not a lot happening right now, and that's bad news for McManamans.
McManaman really needs to make something happen here.
Well, they need to get
goals.
It out of their zone first before they, you know. That's
Getting out of the zone right now for them is a struggle as they win the face-off but are unable to get out of the zone as of yet. Caleb Geiger finally gets it out, gets it across to Horetzky, who dumps it into the Flannery Auto corner. On that is McAlpin. He wraps it around right to Caleb Geiger, though. And here comes Clancy. She makes a shot. It gets deflected up in the air, doesn't make it past the circle. And here comes Zaleski for Flannery Auto. Cutting through the corner. And we have a face-off or a whistle here as we have an offsides. Jack Fisher was a couple steps offsides on that one.
Couple steps. Step and a half.
That one was an easy call. We'll say that. Face off now in front of the McManaman bench. McManaman wins this face off for the time being. Still haven't got it past the red line yet. Flannery Auto sends it into the zone. Micah Gordon is there. He turns. He looks to find a pass. He can't find anyone. He's going to take it himself all the way up past the red line into the Flannery zone. He's at the top of the half boards now down to the corner. Puck still flirting around there. Squirts out to Vincent Blackstock, and he covers for a stoppage. John McManaman just cannot find passes right now. No passes are connecting. No one's getting open. Seems like everyone's out there for themselves.
Flannery's is on defensive mode right now, and they're, they realize they got a 3-goal lead. They don't need to do anything special, offensively.
Flannery wins this faceoff out to the point, kept in by Whipple. Zaleski battling behind the net with Horetzky. McAlpin finds that puck, tries to clear it out of the zone, and does. Out to center ice and back down into the Flannery zone. It's sent. Nicholas McAlpin goes behind his own net, turns around, comes right back with a pass out to the blue line. Was controlled by McManaman for a second, but it was going to be an offsides play. Good play by Caleb Geiger to slow down. And now he finds the puck on his stick again. He's making a move to the center. Gets knocked away by McAlpin. A lot of physical play going on right there on the half boards as Flannery works it out of their own zone. Micah Gordon finds a way in. He gets bumped around. Puck comes loose out to the blue line and dumped back in by Caleb
Geiger. As soon as that puck hits the blue line, they've got two bodies on that.
Two bodies
on that puck. So Flannery's is in full defensive mode right now.
As they should be with a three-goal lead. 6 minutes and 25 seconds left in the game. Here comes Horetzky, though, on the offense. He's into the zone. He makes a move. It was unable to get another stick on it, and it slides right to Blake Tulaski for a stoppage.
Yeah, good play by Reese Rapson there, just tying him up enough just for the puck to reach the goalie.
Faceoff now to the left of Tulaski, won by McManaman, and Clancy tries to clear it out, unable to. Shot hit the side of the net, never made it to the front. Not a real scoring opportunity there for Flannery, but puck makes it out to center ice and right back into the McManaman zone we go. That one probably could have been an offsides as well. Shot there, hit Blake Tulaski in the face, and he is able to cover his own rebound for a stoppage.
I think the goalie was a little surprised they didn't call an offsides there.
Yeah, when Van Aert brought that puck in, Clancy was a couple steps in front of him, and that easily could have been called for an offsides. Faceoff now controlled by Flannery's. Quick shot by Van Aert right off the faceoff. Hits the side of the net and still controlled by Flannery. Jack Fisher with some fancy moves on Clancy down there. Gets a shot, pass out to the front of the net. Van Aert was not there. Jordan Ozentoski, he is all over the place right now. He's trying to get his team to that championship trophy in just 5 minutes and 30 seconds if they, Flannery Auto can hold on. Jack Fisher down, gets a shot, goes wide of the McManaman net. On the half boards now is McManaman. They're trying to clear the zone, cannot. Van Aert with a shot from the slot, misses wide right, left. McManaman finally able to clear the puck as number 14, Malachi Moore, was there at the right time. A little shove there by Micah Gordon. You think he's getting a little frustrated, John?
I think so. He can't get any ice to skate in right now. They're just shutting him right down.
Flannery Auto, you said it. They're swarming to every single puck in their zone. Puck was in their zone for about 2 seconds, and then it came right back out into their own. Flannery Auto down in McManaman's corner. Puck got stuck underneath a body there and was unable to play. So we had a stoppage in play there because the referees weren't able to see the puck anymore. The puck wasn't moving, so the puck is going to come out of the zone. And faceoff controlled by Flannery. McAlpin tries to send it deep, but Horetzky cuts it off. Dalton Horetzky steals the puck away from Landon, and the puck is at center ice. McManaman really desperately trying to get a surge here, get one goal back at least, as there is 4 minutes left in this third period. Flannery Auto leads McManaman 4-1. Caleb Geiger gets a little tripped up in front of going into the Flannery zone, and then McAlpin falls down inside his own zone. Puck stays in the Flannery Auto zone. Horetzky tried to find a body there to pass it to get a shot on net, unable to, and Flannery works the puck out to center ice. Good hit there by Dalton Horetzky on Caleb Geiger, forced the puck loose and goes back to his own defender, Noah Zaleski, goes behind the net and out to center ice with the puck. Landon Horetzky trying to make a move into the zone, unable to. He leaves it for Micah Gordon though. He has the puck at the top of the slot. He shoots. Pick save there by Vincent Blackstock. He is just having a great game. Puck sent down the ice. Same play is Danny, is the referee.